Let us stand and sing Only Believe as we change the order of the service. Only believe. Are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe that all things are possible. You're here. All things are possible now that you're here. Jesus, you're here. Jesus, you're here. That all things are possible now that you're here. Let us pray before we get started. Heavenly Father, we truly are thankful, Lord, that you are here with us, Father. It gives us great comfort to know, Father, that it is nothing good that we have done, but everything that you have done, Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that your word would speak to our hearts this morning. Father, may it help us, encourage us, move us forward, Father, that we may be ready when you would come. That's our heart's desire, Father, is to be ready, to be a prepared bride, Father. And then when you would come, you would be pleased, Father, with what you would find, Father. We pray, Lord, that you would shut the mouth, Father, that anything that shouldn't be said, and open our mouths to the things that you have to say to your children, to the church this morning. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. The title of my sermon this morning is Speak and Go Forward. And I'd have to say a lot of the inspiration that I got for today's sermon come from Brother Branham's sermon, Why Cry, Speak. He spoke that, I think, two or three times. It's very good. It kind of depicts where God expects us to be in this end time with everything that we know about his word and to be able to apply it in our daily lives. Amen. Jeremiah 7 and 23. But this thing command I them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsel and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backwards and not forward. Amen. Exodus 15. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. And you can only move forward if you're speaking God's word. Amen. It literally has to come out of your mouth. It doesn't matter if you're reading it, if you're listening to it, or when you pray, the words that come out of your mouth, that is what your body obeys, Amen. Your confession. Yes. Amen?
Amen.
And he spoke, and the blind saw, the lame walked, the deaf heard, devils screamed out and came out, the dead was raised up, everything. Why? He didn't pray through. He was anointed. He was the anointed Messiah. He was the Messiah. He knew he was. He knew his position. That's our job in this end time, is to find God's will for us to be placed as sons. Amen?
Amen.
And when you know your position, not even hell can stand in your way. Amen? He knowed what he was sent to do. He knowed that the Father had identified him to be the Messiah, to the believer. And when he met the believer with faith, he just spoke the word. Devils scattered. Yes, sir. Speak. Don't cry. Speak. Amen. And he knew his God-given rights, but we do not. We knew what he knew what he was. We don't. Moses had forgotten. Samson understood. Others understood. Joshua understood. Moses forgot. Amen. Brother Branham's using those as types. Joshua understood his position. When he needed the sun to stand still, he simply spoke, and God obeyed the word that he had given to him. Amen? Amen. We don't speak of ourselves. We don't just speak vain things, you know, like I want a Cadillac. Okay? Everybody wants a Cadillac. But the things that God puts in your mouth, if you've ever been somewhere, done something, and said something, and you're like, that wasn't even me speaking. You knew at that time you were either speaking life to someone or praying over some situation that God gave you to pray about. God has a voice, and it has been recorded in our day, but you still have to say it. God may put a desire on your heart. He may put a prayer request for somebody in your heart. And if you don't say it, then it won't be done. God, like the lady that had the child that was sick, if she wouldn't have gone and prayed for that child, it probably wouldn't have been healed. But by the time it got to the platform to Brother Branham, it was healed. What if she wouldn't have obeyed? Amen? Moses had forgot. Samson understood. Others understood. Joshua understood. Moses forgot. God had to call his attention to it. He said, why are you crying to me? I sent you to do the job, speak, and go on to your objective. I told you you'd come to this mountain. Take them children and lead them on. Just speak. I don't care what's in your way. Move it out of the way. I give you the authority to do it. I spoke. You spoke flies and fleas and the creation and the things like that. Now, what are you hollering to me about? Why are you coming to me hollering these things? Just speak and watch it move. That's all. Oh, my, how I love it. Yes. Here, Jesus, everything that he said, he just spoke the word, and it was so. God properly had a vindicated him to be his son. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Watch him. I like this. How bravely, how majestically he stood before his critics. Amen. He said, destroy this temple and I'll pray the Father and see what he does about it. Destroy this temple and I'll raise it up again in 3 days. Not I hope to. I'm going to try to. We'll do it. Why? The scripture says so. The same scripture that said he would raise up his body gives us the authority, the power. Amen. Everything that God was, he poured into Christ, and all that Christ was, he poured into the church. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. If they take up serpents or deadly things, it won't harm them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Why cry unto me? Speak and go forward. Destroy this temple, and I'll raise it up again. And remember now, we're closing, it was the same. He that said in John 14:12, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall you do also. Is that right? It was that said so. It was Jesus in Mark 11:24 that said, if you say to this mountain, not if you pray to this mountain, if you say to this mountain, be moved. And don't doubt in your heart, but believe with what you've said, it will come to pass. You can have what you've said. Now, if you say, I'm just presumptuously, it wouldn't happen. But if something is in you that you're anointed for the job and will know that it is the will of God to do it and will say it, it's got to happen. It was he that said this, if you abide in me and my words in you, you ask what you will and it shall be done to you. Oh my, you see what I mean? Pardon this, but it just come up in me. I gotta say it. It was he that said the day up there inside of that woods, you have no game. And he created three squirrels standing there before us. What is it? Just speak the word. Say, there they'll be there, there, and there. And there they was. It was that. Amen. It was he that did that. Amen? Amen. Matthew 12:35. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and the evil man out of an evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall be given account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Amen. It's kind of interesting, the word idle. I think I've looked it up before, but I put it in here. It's a Greek word, argos, and it's translated idle into English, means inactive, unfruitful, barren, lazy, useless, and unprofitable. Amen. A lot of that in the pulpits today. Now, we don't know whether the congregation saw the sign or not, but Moses saw it, for Moses first met him in the burning bush. He was a fire, and the children of Israel obeyed Moses and left Egypt. And as soon as they come out of Egypt, God, we found, led them right into a trap, where Pharaoh's army behind them and the Red Sea on either side, and God put them to the test, and they got scared. And it provoked God, and he said, Why do you cry at me? Said, just speak and go forward. I like that. Now, they were following Moses, as Moses followed the pillar of fire and the cloud, and they were on their way to the promised land. Beautiful picture of the church tonight, on their way to the promised land, led by the same Spirit, the same signs and wonders as God spoke of. Now notice, then when they come into the wilderness of sin, the waters were bitter. Why did God lead them to bitter waters? Looks like he would have just led them to good waters. But he led them to bitter waters so that he could prove their faith. He likes to do that. He likes to let tribulations come on you. He can show you his love and his power. Amen. How can people today who doesn't believe in miracle-working God, when tribulations come, they just give up and go on? But we believe that God works miracles. God has. Listen to this. If God doesn't act the same when the same circumstance arises, then God is guilty of being partial to his people. God's sovereignty demands of him to work in every case like he did the first case, or he was wrong when he worked the first case. If God does not act the same way he did on the first case, if he will act differently to the second case, then he acted wrong when he acted on the first case. If God healed the sick in the Old Testament, he's got to do it in the New Testament and today. Or he did wrong when he healed back there. He's got to act the same every time, and he will do it when the same faith meets the condition. Amen. That's our part. God's word's already been spoken. It's our job to get to this place where our faith will meet that condition. Amen. The fault is in us, not in God, for we see him on some and many work great outstanding miracles. We know it. The critic cannot say it is not so, for we see it, prove it, and there it is. Excuse me. God trains his men, then anoints them, gives them experiences, takes them through the rigid training, down through the sands of burning punishment, trying and testing. Not only does he do that to his prophets, but he does it to his children. Every son that cometh to God must be chastened and tried, tested by his word. See, when the pinch come, the strong time, when it faces death, are you able to stand there on the word of God, say, God said so, that settles it. Amen. And God had called such a man, and that man was Moses. But Moses, a great deal like us, every time it came to a place to something had to be done, Moses called out, "Oh Lord, what must I do in this place?" Now, isn't that just like we do? God had blessed him and anointed him above his brethren and give him a message and a ministry that had not been on earth since that day, until that day. And yet every time something taken place, Moses run off to God with it, "Lord, what must I do? What must I do in this case?" God got kind of tired of it, I believe, said, "Why cry to me? Speak to the people and go forward." My, if any time ever looked like they ought to retreat was then, but God has no retreat. There's no place to retreat in God. Go forward. The doctor says it's cancer, go forward. If he says it's TB, go forward. If the devil says you can't give this up, go forward. If your home says that you're going to be a fanatic, go forward. The church turns you out, go forward. Amen? There's no retreating back. Go forward. Speak and go forward. Speak what? His word. Amen? And go forward. God has to honor his word. Amen? If he doesn't, he wouldn't be God. And we know that's not true because we've seen it time and time again. Amen? Thus saith the Lord, and move on. Cry to the people. But the people, when they rebelled, said, it had to been better that we died down in Egypt. It had been better that we had our graves marked than from the hyenas and the vultures to pick our bones in this wilderness. Why did you bring us out here? After they had seen that God had approved Moses to be his servant. God, when God comes into a person or to persons, into a congregation, into a man or a woman, he vindicates his presence. God proves that he's there. Amen? He's talking about everybody there. Person, persons, congregation, man or woman. Amen? If you have the life of Christ, it will manifest. For when God comes, supernatural things begin to appear. This person becomes a changed person. They're not no more like they used to be. Sin has vanished from their life. Fear and doubt has vanished. Frustration. They are solid, stable. Live or die, it's Christ. They don't care what comes or what goes. Nothing shakes them. They move forward. Amen? Amen. I pray that when my trial comes, God gives me faith and resolve as I'm preaching today. Because it will. At some point in my life, I've had pretty good. You know, I've had a lot of trials too, a lot of situations. But when mine comes, you think about that. Are you going to place his word in your heart? Are you going to be able to speak it? Amen? John 7:15. And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man do his will, if any man do his word, and to do, you have to say it first. Amen? Any man that will say his word, that will do his word, shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God and whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Amen. What a scripture. John 8:27. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I belong not, that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Yep. He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things which please him. Amen. Men and women today will join some social standing in the church, join some intellectual group because they love to get in the intellectual sections. When they know that the Spirit of God has life and moves, Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the way he was then, that's the way he is now and will be forever. And the messenger of God is here. Who is the messenger of God to this age? That's right. People, look at the Old Testament. Back then, they wanted a king. They couldn't just rely on what the prophet had to say. They have an image. They have to look at something. When Moses brought the children of Israel out, what did they have to have for healing? A brass serpent. Something to look on. Amen? God wants us to be able to just speak, to say his word. You don't need an idol to look at. You don't need a man to look at. You need to look to God. Amen?
Amen.
And the messenger of God is here, the Holy Ghost. To reject it is death. To receive it is life. Approved. How does people accept it? Now the Holy Spirit has one message. Speak the word. Go forward. That's right. Don't cry to me. there's the word, speak it and move forward. Thus saith the Lord. That's the message of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Now the people began to murmur. They fell. We don't want to murmur. What is the works that Jesus did? He said, my works declare me, my works prove who I am, my works vindicate me. When God sent Moses, the works vindicated him. When God sent Elijah, the works vindicated him. When God anoints a man, his works vindicate him. When God sent the Holy Ghost in the last days, the works vindicated it. Joining a church, joining an organization, accepting a creed or a doctrine. If that's the Holy Ghost, then there has always been a Holy Ghost in all kinds of religions. But this Holy Ghost has to be the same Holy Ghost that it was back on the day of Pentecost, or it's not the same Holy Ghost. It has never changed. It's the same Spirit. It has to live forever. Jesus said, the works that I do, he that believeth on me, St. John 14, he meant 12, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, he believeth on me. Amen? He that believeth on me. No man can believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God until he has received the Holy Ghost. You're only walking by faith and accepting it. Amen? When it becomes real to you. But to get to this place that God has promised, until he's received the Holy Ghost, you're taking it by faith and accepting it. You should do that. You say it until it becomes a reality to you. Amen? You can't say that it is. You can't say, I believe it is. But no man can call Jesus the Christ until the Holy Ghost is in him. The Bible said so. The Holy Ghost has to come in first. Then it gives a witness. You know yourself that Jesus is the Christ because he lives in you. Then that same Holy Spirit introduces himself through the people, and these signs shall follow them that believe. And the church laughs at it and makes fun of it. We're just living in that day. The atmosphere getting charged up for an atomic bomb for judgment. The church is getting ready for a rapture. We're waiting, and we're waiting. Anticipation's waiting. The church is waiting the coming of the Lord. The Lord is a shaking. Wonder which one is going to get the bomb first to the other one. We don't care which one gets there. We're going here. So it doesn't matter which one gets there. It doesn't have a thing to do with us. We're just rejoicing, happy, believing that one day we'll hear the sound from heaven, and we'll hear, and here he'll come, and his church will be caught up in the air to meet him and be with him. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Luke 6:43. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh unto me and hearkeneth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid a foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not. Amen?
Yep, right.
There's a difference there. They both heard. One did, the other one didn't. Is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. He said, if there be one among you that is unlearned, and one speaks in tongues, but if there be one who prophesies and tells the secrets of the heart, then all fall down and say, God is truly with you. What is it? There is that Messiah sign again, coming in. Yes, sir. If one reveals the secret of the heart, the whole congregation will say, truly, God is with you. The Messiah sign, that's what would be. We see that more they try to shake, more God is going to do. Amen? Amen. And one day he's going to get tired of shaking them. He's going to get tired of pushing that church around. And when he does, he's going to get enough, and he's going to turn one string of judgment. And he's going to reach down with an everlasting hand and pick up his church. She'll fly away, oh glory. Fly away in the morning, oh my. I long to be there, I will be. On that morning when she takes the wings of the morning and flies away into the arms of her lover, oh, what a day that will be. Today we're living. Today we're living. Why do we worry? Why do we wonder? Why do we wait? Speak and go forward. Don't cry out. Say, Lord, oh Lord, it's your will to heal today. Sure it is your will. Thus saith the Lord, it is his will. Can I receive the Holy Ghost today? Is the days of miracles past? Certainly. The days of miracles is here forever. The Holy Spirit is here. Does men speak with tongues today? The Bible said so. These signs shall follow them that believe. Does men interpret the message? The Bible said they do. That settles it. Thus saith the Lord, speak, don't cry, speak and go forward. God don't want a bunch of crybabies. He wants men that's got backbone, not wishbones. Wish I had it, wish I could do this. Backbones, that will stand in the breach. Amen. Claim the victory, claim. They're called out in the midst of darkness. No matter what anyone says, we speak and go forward. Believe the message. God is here. He'll vindicate his message. God is here. He's the same God that he was back yonder on Galilee. He's the same God that he was in the days of Moses. He cannot fail. Do you believe? Amen. The Holy Spirit has come, the signs of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, if you do the works of my Father, then believe me not. If I do not do the works of my Father, then believe me not. But if I do the works of my Father, then you believe me. When he had told the woman at the well something that she had wrong with her, she said, that's the Messiah. He said, that one that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And more than this shall he do, for I go to the Father. Now the King James Version has got greater. If you take the original, it doesn't say greater. How could anything greater be done? Amen. He stopped nature. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cleansed the lepers. Oh, he done everything. But he said, more of it you'll do, for I'll not only be with you, but I'll be in you to the end of the world. Do you believe it? Amen. 1 Corinthians 1:11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, insomuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Yes. Amen? Amen. Your trials are treasures laid up in heaven. Amen. Amen. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. God is faithful, by whom you are called unto fellowship of the Son of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Amen. That's God's doxa. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you, but Cephas, Crispus, and whoever, Gus, we'll call it Gus. Amen. Paul was irritated with the bickering and the fighting in the church.
Amen.
It happens constantly. He said you should be saying the same thing. There should be no divisions among you.
Right.
We have one goal, and that is to be just perfect so that when he returns, we might be caught away with him. Amen.
Amen.
We don't want to be left here on this earth. It might be with you tonight, doom just ahead. What did Moses do, this great runaway prophet? He had had one conference with God, and he knowed what it meant to him. He knowed the only thing to do was to have another conference. He selected him a place. Perhaps we'd say, oh, I don't know, maybe over behind this certain rock. He went over there and perhaps had knelt on his knees and said, great Jehovah, I read in the scriptures or by the word that I have that you're delivering your people. You sent an angel and spoke to me, and I'm strictly in the line of duty, and here we are at the Red Sea, and there's no way to get over. So I thought within myself, there's only one thing to do. It'll never try to rely upon the intellectuals. I'll just come have a conference with you. God said, stand on your feet, Moses. Go speak to the children of Israel that they go forward. Never does God ever say retreat. There's no retreat in God. God is go forward. No matter what stage of the battle you're in, if you're backed up and said, I'm afraid of divine healing, I'm afraid of this, that, or the other, I'm afraid about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speak and go forward. There's no retreat. Don't come back. There's nothing to back up to. God is always go forward. If it is the line of duty, the line of his word, go on and move on. We'll say, I know someone went into fanaticism, but that wasn't you. See, your duty is to go forward until God gets through with you. Just keep moving forward. The Spirit and the bride say, come. A momentary consideration of the church history will prove how accurate this thought is. In the dark ages, the word was almost entirely lost to the people. But God sent Luther with the word. The Lutherans spoke for God at that time. But they organized, and again the pure word was lost for organization. Tends toward dogma and creeds, and not the simple word. They could no longer speak for God. God took it away. Every time you organize and try to bring it together, it isn't God's program. Then God sent Wesley, and he was the voice with the word in his day. The people who took his revelation from God became the living epistles read and known of all men for their generation. When the Methodists failed, God raised up others, and so on, and go on through the years. Until in this last day, there is again another people in the land who, under their messenger, will be the final voice. Amen? Yes, sir. The church is no longer the mouthpiece of God. It's its own mouthpiece. So God is turning on her. He will confound her through the prophet and the bride. Amen?
Amen.
That's the bride. They both say, come. Amen? For the voice of God will be in her. Yes, it is. For it says in the last chapter of Revelation 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Once more, the world will hear directly from God as at Pentecost. But of course, that word bride will be repudiated as in the first age. Now, he has cried out to this last age, you have the word, You have more Bibles than ever, but you are not doing anything about the Word except dividing and hacking it into pieces, taking what you want and leaving out what you don't want. You are not interested in living it, but just to debate it. I would sooner you were cold or hot. If you were cold and rejected it, I could stand that. If you would get white hot to know it's the truth and live it, I would praise you for that. But when you simply take my word and don't honor it, I in return must refuse to honor you. I will spew you out for you nauseate me. Amen. That's from the Church Age book. 2 Corinthians 4. Amen. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. 1 Peter 4, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Kind of an interesting word there. And in the Greek, the manifold means many, multiple, greatly diversified. Amen. So God ministers the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Amen. And among Christians, the oracles in the plural denotes that the communications, the revelations, or the messages delivered by God to the prophets. In this sense, it is rarely used in the singular, but we say the oracles of God, divine oracles, meaning the Scripture. Amen? And that refers back to he gave some apostles, he gave some prophets, and he gave some teachers. Amen? 1 Corinthians 2 and 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen? Amen. That's the whole purpose of the message in our hour, is to be able to get the mind of Christ into the body, the church, that we are the ones that will be speaking his word. Amen? A lot of other people will just be playing it. Oh God, how I could think when the church was on the move, when Moses got a little scared down there at the sea, he began to cry to the Lord, and the Lord said, why are you crying unto me? What for you cry to me? Speak and go forward. Haven't I commissioned you to the job? Speak what? The word. It's in you. Speak and go forward. Don't cry unto me. Go forward. Amen. Amen. We have the word. Yes. The bride knows what to do with it. If you hide it under a bushel, if you don't speak it one to another, right, even, or those around you, it's not alive. God's word is always on the move. He's always moving forward. We have something to say. Amen? Amen. We're so close to getting out of here. We need to be in that spot where we just, God has free reign. Not speaking in tongues and stuff like that. Brother Branham said those things which were in part are done away with. They were there. They're still here. There's still churches that have gifts in the body, you know. But it's this body is not the entire body of the Lord Jesus Christ. So You know, some people work themselves up to make sure that they have all 9 spiritual gifts in the church. You know, they're prophesying, they're speaking in tongues. Those things, Brother Branham said, were in part when the seventh angel's messenger showed up here. We have everything written, recorded. There's enough word to go on throughout eternity. Amen? And we don't even know a fraction of it here in our human element. So just pray every day that God can use you. Whatever you hear in his word, whatever you hear on a tape, let it sink down into your heart. That you, when you come across that opportunity to speak God's word, that you can do so. Amen? Amen. And you'll find that it's not you. It'll just come out. Sure. And then you'll see it happen. It's pretty astonishing. I've had it happen a few times in my life. You know, and when you do, it just gives you that much more faith. Amen? Amen. To know that you're in the will of the Lord. Amen? God bless you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we truly are thankful for your message to us in this hour, Father. We truly are thankful, Father, for a yielded man, your prophet, William Branham, Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would come amongst us, Father. Anoint this word, sink it deep into our hearts, Father, that when we have the opportunity to display you, Lord, we don't have need to learn once more, but we just speak your word. Amen. We pray, Lord, that we move forward, Father, in every step that we do. Lord, that we may represent you fully here to the earth, that's the world and the people that are around us, Father. We truly are looking forward to your coming, Father. We pray, Lord, that we are aware, we're conscious, Father, that it wouldn't pass through us. Father, that we may come home to meet with you, Father, is our heart's desire. Lord, whatever your word says is our heart's desire. Whatever you have to say to do for us, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would reveal it to us, Father, that we may move forward. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just be with us throughout the week, Father. May your presence ever be around us, Father. May the things that you have to speak to us just come to us, Father, whether it be reading our Bible, whether it be listening to a tape, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to help us to grow. We thank you, Father, for the things that you had to say. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just go with us on our separate ways this morning, Father. May you just bless us. Be with those that couldn't be here, Father. I know their heart's desire is to be in your presence, to be among the fellowship, Father. Lord, distance and time and situations always seem to get in the way, Father, but help us just to move forward, Father. We pray and we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.